done that for you. Can we sing it one more time? Just with all your heart now. Thank you for it.
Something beautiful. Something good. All my confusion.
Somebody can say amen to that. All I had to offer him was a bunch of junk, but he was able to take that and make a diamond out of the rough.
Amen.
Thank him for it. He's such a good God to us today.
Amen.
Let's open up our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. If you have yours today. Happy Mother's Day, of course, to all the mothers here. How many appreciate his mother in your life?
Amen.
Amen. And we all got our situations, and you know, maybe it wasn't ideal growing up. Maybe it was divorce involved and things like that. But aren't you glad that you always had Jesus to be your mother, father,
Amen.
Brother, sister?
That's right.
You know,
Amen. Hallelujah.
I just love that. You know, when
yes.
I think Peter had said something like, "Lord, we've left all and followed you," and Jesus said that that doesn't mean nothing. It, whatever you've left, I'm going to give you a hundredfold of that anyway.
Amen.
So it's not time to look back and go, "Man, I wish I could have had that. Wish I could have had that." It's time to look forward and look at how much I got.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
It's true.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but if the Lord wants me to say it, he'll let me remember. Ephesians chapter 3. Start right there at verse 1. "For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, were how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit."
Amen.
"That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church and the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him." I want to continue on going back to Ephesus this morning. We've been doing here on Sundays. For today, I'd like to preach making the Son of Man known unto the sons of men. Making the Son of Man known unto the sons of men. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, thank you again for bringing us to the house of the Lord. And we come, Lord, expecting great things from you, because, Lord, you're a great God. And wherever you are, there is supernatural. There's the miraculous, Lord. There's the things that are beyond our comprehension, Lord, because you're just that kind of a God. Lord, you could have been like Zeus. You could have been like any of these other false gods and just mean and made us just have to follow you in any way. But you gave us free moral agency, Lord. Lord, because you didn't desire just robots.
No.
You wanted someone that loves you, Lord. And we're here to fulfill that need today.
Yes.
And first off, we want to say, Lord, we love you with all our hearts. We appreciate you, Lord, for all the many blessings. Lord, and as we've set aside a day to honor Mother, we know in our hearts we should honor her at all times.
Yes.
But Lord, as we set aside this day, we praise you. Bless the mothers more abundantly. Just give them a special touch from heaven for what they do. And may they not look to the world standard of how mothers should do things, but may they stay right here in the Word of God and know that they've got riches in heaven just by raising them children the way they ought to be and not worried about the things of this world. I pray, Lord, that you help us all to get our eyes off the things of this life. And may we look up in the heavenly place. And may we raise together, Lord, in faith that all the world would dissipate away. Yeah. All the negative of this world. May we be sure and positive in faith today. I pray for those that are sick in body that you heal each one. I pray for those that are discouraged that the power of God would encourage them today to press the battle once more. We're not here for a picnic, Lord. No. We're here at our post of duty. And we pray that the word of God would take the dominion of Satan away.
Yes.
Commit this service into your hands. In Jesus Christ's precious name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I remember now what I wanted to say. Sister Violet told me last week that she's going to make this her home church officially. She wants to be with the saints here. She's prayed about it for a long time, and she feels like that would be the will of the Lord for her, and that's how I believe it ought to be done. I don't believe you go to churches because you like certain people that are there. I don't believe you go to churches just because you like the way the pastor preaches. It needs to be because God told you to go there.
Amen.
All this other little stuff is just trivial when it comes down to it. Because sometimes, even as the prophet said, he said people would receive the message. And he said, no, don't go out there. He said, go back to your church and shed light there.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, I understand that when you're a son of God, born in the Spirit of God, you can't stay out in denomination too long.
No.
And it's not because of your choice they'll kick you out.
Right.
We won't have none of that baptism in Jesus' name around here. We won't have any of that, what did Brother Bram say, those Acts 2:38 youngins screaming, tongue-speaking, babbling children. We don't want none of that. Mm-hmm. They'll let you come out the door. But look, there's probably a season you needed to be a light out there.
Right.
How many have seen that you've been able to witness to somebody that was stuck out there and they saw the real life? Where would they be if they hadn't had you for that little spirit of time, that little amount of time to see the real Spirit of God? And I say, God, help us today to realize our responsibility as we took on Wednesday night, that it was time to check up on how much word we've been given. We are required that much more.
Yeah, that's true.
Amen. And I know those of you that were here, we hit on the Son of Man quite a bit, and I don't plan on just re-preaching Wednesday night by the help of the Lord, but I do want to say this, that if you weren't here, please listen to it. Not because I said that, because God is trying to show us things out of this message that have been laying there for years, but I can't help but believe that it's just finally opening up to the people of God what was there the whole time. I don't need another messenger. I don't need another message. I've got the message of this hour, which is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Well, as we look at this scripture, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. How many appreciates having Paul back in that early days, a man that killed Christians, a man that turned his back on Christ for years, thinking he was doing the will of God, and that's why he said, the effectual working of his power in my life, because I sure didn't deserve it, because I was a persecutor of the church. And we understand that Paul, his whole life, he dealt with that. His whole life, he always would think back on it once in a while. And you can even find the one time where God is trying to tell him, you're going to go, I believe you're going to go to Rome and you're going to speak these things. He said, but Lord, don't you remember your servant Stephen?
Yeah.
I was there when they killed him.
Amen.
And as I've emphasized before, the Lord didn't pay no attention to that because that man was dead.
Amen.
Christ couldn't see all that he was. And you go ahead and go throw that at Christ all you want to. If it's in the blood, he ain't going to know what you're talking about. Because God's the only one who's got the power to literally forget.
Yes.
Literally be able to take something that is real and throw it somewhere where it is not real anymore. And no, that's beyond you and me, but my faith declares that to be true. Because the faith that was put in me says, I will be like him without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. The only way for that to be is that old man has got to be dead. That old memory's got to be burned up. It can't exist anywhere. It needs to be gone. And Christian friend, you've got
to.
It's in your hands.
Yes.
Christ already delivered you.
Amen.
I want you to hear that. That's the message of this hour. It was done before he got here.
Yes, it was.
He was slain from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Before sin ever had a chance, the provision was already made.
Yes. Right.
And the predestination God was already set, that was the seal of God from before time was.
Yes.
The Lord knows those that are his.
Amen. Yes.
And there's no way to reason with that. And I pray you quit trying.
That's right. Amen.
I really do. And I've seen so many struggle. Then they get one of two conclusions. One is that, you know, God picked me and he didn't pick the other guy. That's a mean God. Why did he pick the other guy? You know, you can look at that. I've seen them go that way. And before you know it, they're atheists because this God's not just.
Right.
That's not fair. Mm. As I said before, I'm sure glad God ain't fair. Because he should have judged me and sent me to hell a long time ago. I'm glad he went ahead and poured goodness on me when I deserved bad. I know God is not mocked when a man sows he reaps. And I'm sure glad I didn't reap what I deserved.
Amen.
I wouldn't be standing here right now. Isn't that right, Brother Ken?
Amen.
Or you get pushed the other way. Well, of course God picked me. Look how good I am. You've seen it. Don't lie. And maybe you were one of those two camps. I know I fought with it many times.
Hallelujah.
God help us to not go any way. What's the truth of it? God loved me, and that's why I love him.
Amen.
And that's all there is to it. The message of the hour is to restore a fellowship.
Yes.
As we read here in the Bible, he just said, I want all men to see what is the fellowship of this mystery.
Amen.
What is the fellowship of what was revealed to Paul? He wanted all men to see that, because until it gets to that point, you're just religious.
Amen. Right.
Until it gets to that point, you will have enough religion, as the prophet said, to make yourself miserable.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
God help us, I pray.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that God has sent us a message in this day for this hour that could not be preached in any other day. But I want to say this, that I want to read, you all know the vision from Brother Branham, or he even says he doesn't necessarily know if it was a vision or not, or he was somewhere else, and he was on the bed at the same time.
Right.
And he could see, and he crossed, as we know, the curtain of time, and he saw all these millions that came. And I'm just going to let him talk the story here for a minute, if that's okay. Accepting God's provided way at the end times, 1963. So that morning I had gotten up. I was thinking, boy, you're 50 years old. If you're going to do anything for the Lord, you better hurry up. Oh, God help us.
Right.
God help us. If you're going to do something for the Lord, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Amen. You're going to be too old after a while. And all at once, I was caught up into this place and could look back and see myself down here. Never had that experience. Many times I've had visions of seeing myself standing somewhere. And if you don't understand it, you think you lost your mind. You are here watching yourself there. And then you leave here and you're in yourself there. It's maybe way back years ahead and so forth. It's hard to explain. You can't explain it. You can't explain God. You've got to believe him.
Amen.
A lot of people believe in God, but look, you got to get past that. You can't just believe he is. You need to believe he's a water of them that diligently seek him, which means you actually believe what he had to say about you.
Amen.
I believe God.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying? If you believe I exist, I mean, you're looking right at me. But for you to believe me, myself, when I say it, you believe what I have to say because you believe me.
Amen.
There's a big difference there. Yeah. I believe God. That when he said, if you'll repent of your sin and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm here to say that's true, and I believe it, and it happened.
Amen.
And when he said, before the foundation of the world, I saw the sons of God shouting for joy, I believe I was there.
Yeah.
How, Brother Andrew, can you prove it? No, but my faith declares it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you don't think you're going to fight doubt, now look, I didn't mean you have
that's
doubt,
it.
But you're going to fight doubt,
yes,
you're in the wrong religion.
Right. That's it. Good.
You're going to fight doubt.
Yes.
You're going to fight temptation. You're going to fight. Even Brother Branham, I just listened to him. I can't remember what sermon it was exactly. I was sitting there studying, listening at the same time. And he said, you know, brother come up to him and said, man, I'm just tempted with everything. He said, well, Christian ain't.
Amen.
So we didn't come join a picnic. This is
Hallelujah.
A battle.
Yes.
If you ain't fighting something off, you might be on the wrong side.
Yes.
And not might, you are.
Amen.
Right.
Because every son that cometh to God must be tried and chastened, or else you're a bastard child.
That's
and God
it.
Don't have none of those.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me keep reading. You can't explain God. You got to believe him. See, if you can explain it, then it's no more faith. You just have to believe it. And after he told me, seeing all these people, and they had bodies, there couldn't be no sin. The men and the women, these women were hugging me, and they were women. But there was no possibility of ever being sin again because, see, the glands of our bodies will be changed there. We're different sex now, but that's for reproducing the world and our marriage to bring children. But then there'll be no more need of that. There'll be no more children born. We won't have sex glands in the new world. See, no, not at all. But yet the woman will be woman in stature and the man will be men.
Amen.
But there will be no more male and female among them in that way, and them glands won't be in. So there'll be no way at all for Satan to play another trick on them.
Amen.
So in that, I know right then you can see that's the original sin.
Yep.
You know, yes. It all stemmed from that.
Yes.
These women run up and throw their arms around me and say, "Our precious brother, I'm so happy that you are here." How many was standing there?
Hallelujah.
Say, brother, again,
yes.
You got to have faith for that.
Yes.
Or I question your faith.
That's right.
As Brother Branham said, you know, you say, "Oh, there's only going to be 8 souls." Brother Branham, you don't need to be saying it. You're going to scare the people. He's like, "Well, what's wrong with your faith if there's only 8? I'm one of them.
Amen.
Because I believe."
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got to have that kind of faith. Yes. You can't have faith the pastor's going to make it. That don't do you no good.
Nope.
You can't have faith the spiritual brother this or spiritual sister that or this guy that's been in the message 50 years. You know what? He might miss it.
Amen.
We're watching them by droves.
Amen.
Yes.
Take this word and turn their back on it. And I want
yes.
to say this is the grace of God. You know, I just read there, I was reading Presuming, 1962. Brother Bram said when he was a young minister, man, when somebody made a mistake, they were out. You're done. You're gone.
Right.
He said, but after a while, I realized the blanket stretched out there a little way.
True.
You know, you begin to have your own mistakes.
True.
And you go, "Oh, man, I know yeah. I love the Lord. Why'd I do that?" Well, there was grace for you.
Amen.
And I've had people confess, and especially in the ministry thing, I've had people confess me all kinds of things as far as the whole spectrum. And I ain't trying to, even though she's sitting here, but there's been plenty of others as well. But look, and people, how can you have so much grace for that? I have a lot of grace for mistakes.
Right.
Because the blood's there.
Amen.
And the same blood that saved me saved us all.
Hallelujah.
But let me say this. There's also been people get kind of upset with me when I don't have grace for ministers that take the word of God and twist it all up and tell people, "Oh, you could have been saved if Brother Branham was here, but you know, things have changed."
No. Help them, Lord.
A man that takes the word and destroys with it needs to be destroyed himself.
Yes.
You see how they get the picture all messed up? Oh my, the bootlegger on the street, I ain't worried about him in that regard. I ain't going to condemn him and destroy him. I'm going to try to lead him to salvation. He's ignorant. He doesn't know no better.
Amen.
But someone that stands and knows the word, knows what it takes, and says,
"Lord,
no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to show him this other way. He deserves hell."
That's right. It's truth.
Sometimes you see the world will tell you to have grace on the wrong group.
Yeah. Right. It's true.
A mistake is a mistake.
Right.
We all got them.
Amen.
Right. That's true.
And you're going to make them?
Yes.
And you're going to keep making them?
Yes.
But a Christian don't just lay there and say, "Well, right. I guess I'm done. I guess God don't love me no more." No. He's too much in love to go back at that point.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said don't have an evil heart of unbelief.
Yeah.
Let us have revelation what it does when
yes.
you take the word of God and disbelieve it. You now have an evil heart towards God because why again? You don't believe him anymore.
That's it.
When he said, "I forgive you all of your iniquities,"
yes.
you think it's all but what you did yesterday.
Ew.
You don't believe him anymore.
Right.
What would that do to him? It hurts him.
Right.
You fathers and mothers know the same thing. We're honoring Mother's Day. What would you would die for your children in a heartbeat.
Amen. Yes.
Well, what if they said, "Mommy, I don't think you'd help me in that situation." And we think God treats his children that way.
Mm.
How many of you fathers, for instance, would spank your child and not tell him what he did? How many times have we done that, saying, "Oh, I don't understand why I'm feeling this way. Oh, God, and I'm praying, and God just don't seem to tell me what it is." No, you're lying.
Amen.
You're lying.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's too simple.
Yes, that's it.
Either one thing you're doubting, just doubting in general. We
Amen.
Can do that. Or you did something, and you know you just need to fess up, and
right.
you probably need to talk to brother so-and-so or whoever it was, and just clear the thing up.
Yes, amen.
Just amen. Easier to live in faith than it is in doubt, and I'll tell you that much.
Amen.
The way of a transgressor is real hard.
Yeah.
It's real hard. Because if it's one thing to just be a sinner. I mean, they don't know no different. They're just living that life. But when you know better,
yes.
and you live in that hypocritical state,
yes.
there's nothing worse
right.
for the Christian.
Amen.
So don't
Truth.
Do it.
Right.
Say, "Brother Howie, it's simple, but it ain't easy."
Amen.
There's a big difference there. It is really simple. It's
yes.
not, but it's like saying, "Well, I got that big block over there. It weighs 50 million pounds, but I only need it right there." The process is simple.
Right.
We just need to move it over.
Yeah.
But how are you going to get it over there?
It's true.
That's why God didn't tell us
True.
To conquer our strongholds or to move our mountains. He said, "If you have faith of a mustard seed and you say it, he'll do it."
Amen. Amen. That's it. He'll do it.
That's right. You yeah. say, "Hey, you know, we're joint heirs with Christ.
Yeah.
We are one with him. And he's got that big crane sitting right there that'll move that block out of the
Amen.
Way. But you got to ask him.
Yeah.
You got to believe him
yeah.
or it'll never happen."
Yeah.
Because if you don't believe, you won't even be out there. You'll be out somewhere else trying to find someone else to do it.
Right.
Or how many people you seen out there in the spiritual now just trying to push that sin block out of the way?
That's right.
I'm going to pray. I mean, we're going to get this out of here, boy. Let's go. And what happens? It don't go nowhere.
Right.
And all you do is wear yourself out.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good.
We need to have a faith that knows.
Yes.
We need to have a faith that knows we're sons of God.
Right.
We need to have a faith that grows also.
Amen.
And I stole this, if that's okay, off someone on the radio. I don't remember his name. Amen. But I know how, oh my, in the message, oh, Brother Branham took this from this man, and that's why it's not inspired anymore. And, you know, he's still, shut up.
Amen.
Goodness.
True.
I guess we're all plagiarizing. Look, I'm reading from Paul.
Yeah.
I better call him up, make sure that's all right. God have mercy. That shows you when you're a true born again son of God and
yes.
you're part of the family. It don't matter who's got to say. I don't matter if you take something I said and use it.
Right.
If it's the word, use it.
Yes.
Take over the enemy. It ain't about Brother Andrew.
Yes.
It's about Christ and the word.
Amen.
Taking out the devil's kingdom.
Yes.
That's what I'm interested in. Yes. We need a faith that knows, a faith that grows, which means we don't just sit there and, oh, I'm saved and that's it. No, it keeps going further with God. It gets closer with God. I got enough faith to believe for salvation. I need to have enough faith to believe I'm sanctified.
Amen.
I need enough faith to believe that God is ever with me. He has filled me with his presence. It doesn't depart from me.
Amen.
And I need to have faith. And we've watched it grow in our lives, man. I tell you what, for the longest time I was scared to death speaking tongues. What do you mean, touch? I know nothing about it, but one day I had the faith to do it.
Amen.
God honored that.
Hallelujah.
Same with prophesying, same with healing the sick and seeing miracles and expecting miracles, not just seeing it, expecting it.
Amen.
To where if this doesn't happen, I'm a false witness of Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
How can you do that when you've got the faith to propitiate that? That's why the Bible says, let us prophesy according to the propitiation of our faith.
Yeah.
If you're not a sure man, you'll never go forward. But if you recognize that I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed to him against the day, then you can go forward.
Yes.
Because faith knows, it grows, and it shows.
Amen.
I told you I was pretty good, and that's why I went and took it.
So
I was just talking to a brother struggling here recently, and I said, you know, a lot of people think faith is just something that's in you, and it's just something you think up, and you believe that by faith. And you know, when you tell somebody in the world that's how they vision you, you know, you just got faith in this and that, and they don't think nothing of it. Not the Christian now.
Right.
Faith is the substance.
Yes.
It's the substance
of
things hoped for.
Yes.
You have it. You're packing it around.
Yes.
It's the evidence of the unseen.
Yes.
Amen.
And faith will produce what faith said.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's not all just this spiritual this, spiritual that. No, spiritual produces in the natural.
Right.
You know, if you get spiritually healed and you're still dying, there's something wrong somewhere.
Amen. That's true.
Because this is such a lower dimension. How could this not have dominion over this?
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's good.
Well, let me finish reading that quote, if that's okay. Back to that vision again, or that experience. These women run up and throw their arms around me and said, oh, our precious brother, I'm so happy that you're here. Now, it was amazing. All of them young, all the most prettiest women, long hair, dresses, you know, like robes, white silk robes. And you better like that now or you don't want to go over there.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Oh, how pretty they looked. And here come the brethren, just in the most handsome men I've ever seen. Look at all of them, about 20 years old, and their eyes sparkly. They all, just every ounce of men, and I wondered, and they were picking me up and hugging me and saying, our precious brother. I wondered how. I looked back down and see myself down here yet laying down. I thought, now that's strange. And then I asked. There was a real lovely lady come up, threw her arms around me, said, oh, Brother Branham, we're so happy you're here, our precious brother. I looked at her, and she went away. And that voice that was talking to me said, don't you recognize her? I said, I do not. She said, she was past 90 when you led her to Christ. And there she was, the most beautiful thing I had looked at in the way of a woman. I said, no wonder, she said, precious brother. See, and she can never change no more. She's that way for eternity. I said, I want to see Jesus. Said, he's higher than this. And someday he'll come and you'll be judged by the gospel that you preach because you was the leader. I said, well, will Paul have to be judged by his crowd? He said, yes. I said, I preached the same gospel he did, just exactly the way he said it. That's the way I said it. And then millions of voices screamed out, we're resting on that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I've went into this before, but I want to do it again here this afternoon. I don't believe the message is a new thing. I believe it's a restoration of what was given to the early church by the apostle St. Paul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We understand about Peter receiving the keys that opened up to the kingdom, but when it came to the revelation of the age, it was given to Paul to take not only to the Jews, but to the entire world.
Yeah. That's right.
Because the Gentiles, we read there, would also be fellow heirs. It was the revelation given. But I do want to say this, that Paul knew that there was something about it he didn't have yet because he didn't live in the last days.
Amen.
He lived 2,000 years ago. God would bring him up and he would see all of this. And even we know he went to places we don't even know what he saw.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to tell us.
Yeah, that's true.
But he says this, and I'll just quote it because I got a few scriptures here. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly."
Right, right.
So Paul's day was there. He knew what it was, but he couldn't make it clearly out what it was. What was the revelation he was having? He knew it was the Son of Man coming. He knew it was Christ being perfected in the church. He said the mystery that was hid from all the ages, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
He knew that, but there was still, it was dimming. It would just be like you looking at something through the, you know, the glass in your bathroom, whatever that's called, fog glass or something. You know, you can look through there and you know you see the image.
Yeah.
But it's just a little dark.
Right.
So it's not quite precise yet. Why? Not because Paul didn't have the right revelation. It was the day he lived in wasn't the fulfillment of what he was saying.
Amen.
It was just the beginning.
That's it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He got to see that church start off on the right foot. I would say the right feet, because that's where it started building up at.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They had the signs. They had the wonders. They had the life of God expressed throughout them. It wasn't left in the dark denominations. They had the pure word in that day.
Right.
But the dispensation of the word wasn't all the way to the restoration yet, because the bride hadn't come to fruition.
Amen.
She had just started.
Amen.
Remember, as the Bible says, unless the seed is planted in the ground, it abides alone, but let it die. And then it can spring up again.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I thoroughly believe there was an alpha bride that absolutely had the same potentials, the same power, the same beliefs that we have today.
I believe
Amen.
It.
Absolutely. And we're watching it happen again in this day.
Hallelujah.
That should tell you, this is it.
Yeah.
People wonder, well, why don't we need anything else? Why is this that? Why is the message all there is to it anymore? And you can't help but you feel bad for them because they don't hear it.
Right.
The message is Christ.
Amen.
It's the perfect man. How can you go any higher than the perfect man?
Amen.
What else is there to go to if I know in whom I believe and I'm persuaded he stands right here?
Amen.
And he's expressing himself alive again after 2,000 years of denominational darkness. And even in Paul's little darkness that he had, it's gone.
Amen.
And Jesus prophesied of it. He said, at that day you'll know that I'm in the Father, ye in me and I in you. Brother Brand was very plain. That's this day.
Amen.
Brother, Jesus' prayer was, Father, I pray that there'll be one even as you and I are one.
Yeah.
He's still waiting for that to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
God help us to have the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
And he prayed for something 2,000 years ago and he ain't worried about it.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
And he prayed for something and oh my, if it don't happen in, 2,000 seconds, we give up.
Truth.
Hallelujah. You know, 7 days, I was just, I don't want to tell exactly why, but I was calculating 7 days in God's time. That's about, 16 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
We want to wait a week for one of our prayers. That's 16 seconds in God's time. That's just giving up time to think about it.
Right.
We understand, too, that's kind of foolish God thinking. He don't have to think about none. He already thought it all, right?
Right.
Everything that was, he didn't learn at any point. He already knew it all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I love this. Let me finish that scripture. It says, "Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more." This is John 14:19. "But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is he it is that loveth me."
Amen.
Now let me make sure you understand what he said there. He that hath it, which means you possess his commandments.
Right.
Not was given to you, but you already had it.
Right.
And he keepeth them.
That's
he that loves me. What is, it's showing the predestination of God right there.
Right. Amen.
Because the seed was in you. You already had all his commandments because you're a part of the word and his commandments are the word.
Amen.
He that hath and doeth them.
Amen.
He is that loved me. Let me read the rest of that. And he says, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Luke 8:18 says this, take heed therefore how you hear. Let's listen to that. Take heed how you hear the word of God, because sometimes it ain't the word that was said that was wrong, it's how you heard it.
Amen.
Because you got to take the word to I, me, and mine.
Yes.
Not use yours and them.
No.
I think if the Christian church would just go ahead and do that, and just, you know what? Even if God shows you something, chances are you're supposed to pray about it.
Right.
I don't think he tells you something about, aren't you glad? What did your brother Bram do that? Please tell me that. When he got a vision about somebody, he said, I'm going to go talk to everybody else about this.
No.
It was for that person, so he went and did it for that person. Amen. Not to destroy them, to help them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given.
Amen.
Why? The predestination of God. You had to be a part of him, or Christ can't give you nothing else.
Right.
You had to be part of that life, or there's no more life to come forth, because you're dead when you start off then.
Right.
Amen.
And he says this, and whosoever hath not, not part of the kingdom of God, not part of the seed of God, whoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have.
Wow.
How many people that sit right here on these pews just the same as you and I have for years in and years out and seem
like
they have some.
That's true.
But if they're not a part of the kingdom of God, that which they even seem to have will be taken away.
That's
and you're
true.
Watching it happen before your eyes. Wake up, church. This is the end time.
Amen.
They thought they had holiness, but once their grandpa died, once that spiritual figure they looked up to so long died, all of a sudden they became what they were.
Yeah.
And they lost what they even seemed like they had.
Yeah.
That's right.
They could joy in the Spirit. They could enjoy the presence of God. But now they don't want nothing to do with it. They go right back to the things of the world as fast as they can go.
That's
why? Because they never had it. They just seem like they had it.
Right.
But you and I, oh glory to God.
Glory.
And I say that because I believe it. And I know it. And I'm persuaded that he did this supernatural work in my life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
I'm so happy to know he chose me.
Yeah.
Because I never would have chosen him had he not.
I love you, Lord.
I'm so happy that I've never based my experience on some man.
Amen.
But I put it on the rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ and who he is, that I'm a part of him, and that's the only reason I can ever be redeemed.
Amen.
Don't you ever put your confidence in some man. It will fail you. I say that in the name of the Lord. It will fail you.
Amen.
Truth.
Even the prophet said, even get a group of people looking at a man too much, God will let that man fall to get your eyes off of him.
Yes,
and that's why I warn you, please do not do that to me.
Right.
I don't want to fall.
Right.
Amen. I'd rather just fall for something stupid I did than because somebody was trying to worship me in some sort of, or follow me in that regard. And I understand your respect and love and those things, but I'm just saying, don't go too far.
Amen.
Please don't do that. And don't do that with any man.
Yeah.
That includes the prophet.
Yeah.
And people have done that. They think they're going to be able to intellectually explain what the prophet had to say about things. No, you're not.
No.
Telling Dad the other day, and I hope you don't mind me repeating our conversations. Amen. Praise God. But I was thinking, you know, I've listened to some of these arguments against the message and things, and I'm done with it, to be honest. I'm just done.
Yeah.
It's just foolish. It's stupid. Yeah. It's a waste of my time throwing pearls to sport for swine when I got a group of people like sitting right here that want to just eat that word right up. I'd rather give it to somebody who's going to eat it than somebody who's going to put it on their feet and trample
That's
it.
True.
I want somebody that loves the word.
Yes, hallelujah.
As I said before, I don't want sinners necessarily, unbelievers. I want caged up Christians, if anything.
Right.
Because you were a Christian the whole time.
Amen.
You just need to get out.
Yes.
There came a day when they kicked Judas out of the church, all right?
Amen.
There came a day when Ananias and Sapphira didn't stay around no more. They had to leave.
Right.
And I believe that's where we're heading right now.
Amen.
Not because they desired it. It's just what we are.
Amen.
If you're not a part of the body, you will leave.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
It's true.
But you might not be able to explain it. As Peter said, where are we going to go?
Right.
You have the word. We're convinced.
Yes.
You have the words of life.
That's true.
And everything else is false.
Hallelujah.
You're convinced that this message is the word of life to this generation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that's why I was telling Dad, these people with their their basis for why they think this is wrong that Brother Branham said, and he's not consistent here, and where's the evidence of this and that? And I said, well, I guess Jesus didn't really walk in the water because I don't see no documentation of that.
That's good. Right. That's good.
Oh, who wrote that? John? Oh, yeah, his disciple. Of course he wrote. Yeah, walking on the water.
Right.
Only to the disciples. How come nobody else was around to see this?
Right.
That's good.
Oh, one of the prophets stood up and said there was going to be a great dearth. Right? Agabus was his name.
Right.
Who was around? Who wrote that down? Anybody else write that down? If this was really a God-given spiritual prophecy, oh, wouldn't the lightnings have shined and everybody's penned it down? Do you hear me now? We began to think that back there, you know, they weren't humans. They didn't have to deal with downtime. It was the same way we live today. Yeah. Why do you think they took Isaiah the prophet,
Hallelujah.
Who had one of the greatest prophecies ever in the Bible, Hallelujah. The whole Bible summed up in one book, and they sawed him in half?
Right. Yes.
They didn't believe him.
No. Hallelujah.
Because Luke wrote the book of Acts, we understand. Oh, yeah, we're sure that happened. Yeah. Yeah, the prophet, sure.
One.
Oh, it came to pass years later. Oh, that was just coincidence. Of course, there's a dearth every 20, 40. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
And if there's a way to explain it, the devil's done it already.
Sure.
He's good at it. Don't you reason with him. Just leave it alone.
Amen.
Believe God. Believe the word.
Yes.
And it will cast him out.
Yes.
Resist the devil.
And he will flee.
You have to resist. Now look.
Yes.
That means he's trying to get
That's
in.
Right.
You've got to resist first.
Yes.
Which means there's the hump of the battle, right? You got to get over it.
Yes.
Then he flees.
Yes.
We just want, I kind of prayed for a few seconds. Why is he still here? Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, soldier, get up.
Yes.
Fight.
Hallelujah.
Put the armor on.
Yes.
The prophet said that buckler of truth. He said, you got to make sure that's on because it holds the rest of it together.
That's good. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Now let me go back here for a little bit. Hallelujah. About these sons of men that, let's just read that here if we can. Just Ephesians 3. I'd like to teach for a little bit on this, make sure we understand these things. Thank you, Lord. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. What kind of prisoner? Did the prophet said a love prisoner. Don't you interpret that any other way. Paul was so in love with Christ, he was willing to give away everything, and he said, even my own life also.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. For you Gentiles, if you had heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation, and people think that revelation was something new in this day, that Brother Bram, you just kind of threw that around. Paul said, it's the revelation.
Right.
It's the uncovering of this word. That's why I know what I know. He said, I didn't learn from no man. I didn't go to Jerusalem, you know, the high ups.
Right.
That's good.
Born again, Holy Ghost-filled people, too. He said, I didn't go to those that were of reputation, lest the word of God should be defamed. Or I can't remember exactly what I said. He said, but I learned it from the Lord himself.
Yeah. Right? Amen.
Because why? That showed he was the prophet of the age.
Yeah. Right.
And all you have to do is recognize the prophet of your age and follow him.
Amen.
How many of us have thought many times, I'm sure you have, man, I wish I could have visions like Brother Branham did.
Sure.
Yeah.
I wish I could discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts like Brother Branham did. And even in my little ministry here, and the things God has done, if you only saw what went with that after it's over. If you saw, and nobody knows this but me, the things that go through this right here, when it's all done. You wouldn't want to. Say, God, just let me love you.
That's Amen.
Just let me love you, let me follow you. And I'm not trying to exalt myself at all because I look at the problem and say, oh my God have mercy. How would you and I, you brothers, for instance, think of this. How would you feel knowing that your wife and baby died because you didn't obey the call of God?
Uh-huh.
Oh, mercy. And yet he was able, look at the faith that he had.
Yeah.
To get up.
Yeah.
To know that God forgave him.
Yeah.
And get us the message of the hour.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like Paul said there, I'm the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Without him, we had nothing. Without the prophet, we don't have. Aren't you happy that men have had faith before for us?
Amen.
Amen. Because how would the word have got here without these men? Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. So it is one. Now there's facets to that mystery, but it's all one divine plan of God from the beginning. As I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. I've had many people say, you know, Hebrews 1 says that in the times past, you know, God spake to the fathers by the prophets, but now he speaks by his son. See, we don't need prophets in the New Testament church. Another one saying, well, Jesus said, you know, the law and the prophets were until John, but now the kingdom is preached. I was like, well, that's funny, because you can read in Ephesians 3 where he says, you know, it's right there on the next page. He says God ordained there to be prophets.
Right.
And we just read right here that this is how we got the revelation.
Amen.
From his holy apostles and prophets.
Yes.
So sorry if you think it was just the 12 apostles, or maybe even throw Peter, Paul in there as well. But he said the prophets brought it too.
Amen.
But how did they do it? By the Spirit.
Yes.
So absolutely we're in the Holy Ghost dispensation. Absolutely we need to be baptized with the Spirit of God. And God needs to talk to each of us individually.
Right.
But he still has prophets.
Yes. Amen.
And for you to recognize that, you have to. Because that's what God said he was going to use in this day.
Right.
Revelation 10:7. You all can quote it. But in the days of the voice of seven angels, when he should begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. What mystery? This one we're talking about right here in Ephesians 3.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
same mystery.
Yeah.
She is him.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ. That's how he's the same yesterday,
yes.
today, and forever. The life that's in every believer is the exact same that he is.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what Paul's showing here. He said, look, for so long we thought God was just up there, and I saw his light and I knew that was God. But one day I asked what his name was.
Uh-huh.
And he told me.
Yes.
It's Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We'll get to that next sermon, that the whole family has got the same name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now these sons of men that he spoke of here, the Bible uses that term quite a few times, and tell you half of them, it ain't too good for them.
Right.
They needed help.
Because
the sons of man were down here in flesh.
Mm.
Now in those sons of men, there were sons of God too.
Amen.
Right.
And he talks to them as one group of just mankind, as the sons of men. Let me just even read a few scriptures. Psalms 4:2, O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Psalms 58:1, do you indeed speak righteously, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Ecclesiastes 3:18, I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. So these sons of men, God many times had to look down on them and say, what in the world are you doing?
Right.
To where even Solomon said, I wish God would just come and manifest who they are so they could see that they are just animals.
That's right.
Ecclesiastes 9:3 says this, and this is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live.
Yep.
So the condition of these sons of men was not good. They needed something.
Right.
And Paul's expressing here that that need was fulfilled.
Amen.
That they had looked for it time and time again. They thought it was Isaiah, and my, what a mighty prophet, but that wasn't the need they had yet.
Amen.
And that we go down through Moses. They thought they had Moses. The Pharisees always pointing back. Moses said this, Moses said that, but they missed what it was all about. They missed the revelation that the sons of men needed.
Right.
Which was the Son of Man.
Amen.
They needed to see who he was.
Yes.
Or they could never see who they were. Now God has not left them alone. Let me just even read a few promises that God has said here. It says, oh, and this is Psalms 31:19. Oh, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. God has wanted people to see this mystery for a long time.
Amen.
People think that the message was hidden in a corner, or we're just trying to keep it away. No, this thing is trying to get to anyone that will hear, but men in this age will not hear.
That's
true. Hallelujah. Okay. Psalms 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his inheritance. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Hope you like reading the Bible. Anybody like reading the Bible?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I like listening to it too. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholds all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Psalms 145:11. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his power. sorry, of his kingdom. I was reading the other one there. And I always love what Jesus had to say about this. Mark 3:28. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. We understand he talks about blaspheming the Holy Ghost right there after that. But aren't you happy he said that? That all the blasphemies we had to say before we even seen the Holy Ghost, he forgave it.
Amen.
So though God looked at the estate, and that's what's coming this day, the word has come again to show the estate of man. And we want them, I want that the same as Solomon said, let them see what they are so they'll want to change.
Yes.
Oh yes, amen. Lord.
And that's the problem with the day that we live in. They are poor, they are wretched, they are blind, and they are naked, and they don't know it.
Yes.
And that's what Solomon was talking about. Oh God, would you manifest what they are, that they can see themselves, that they are beasts. That they're worse than animals. And that's why I believe that. I believe a man and an animal was crossed from the beginning.
Yes.
And if you're not converted, you will head toward being an animal.
That's right.
Amen.
That's where we got it from. I don't believe Adam in the beginning had any of those tendencies whatsoever that we see in this day now.
That's true.
Or any day of the fallen race. Let me, verse 5, let me just finish this out one more time. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. What was the mystery? Remember who he's talking to now. He's talking to people that knew the law. He's talking to the Jews that were around and things like that. They knew these promises, but what was different now? What happened in this dispensation was this, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs.
Amen.
Yeah. Of the same body,
Lord.
Christ himself.
Yeah.
And partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. What does that word gospel mean? Can we pretend like we actually believe that sometimes?
Yes.
Good news. Yes. Good news makes you smile. It makes you happy.
Thank
too
you
often
Jesus.
We listen to the word and, wowsy me. Mm. Man, it's just so hard being a Christian. I tell you what, that ain't a gospel.
No.
You call that CNN. You call that Fox News. It's all bad and terrible. But the gospel's good news.
Amen.
The only reason it ever becomes bad is because you turn it down.
That's right.
You turn the channel and you watch some other news. Yeah. Don't even have to be a TV. It can be right here in your mind.
Amen.
Right. Say, the word says that, but I'm going to read this. No, let it go. The word is what you want.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Verse 7. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. See, faith that shows.
Yeah.
Effectual working. The grace of God appears in your life. Something should happen.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be the same person anymore. You need to be, and not just any person.
That's right.
You need to be him.
Yes.
The only way you can do that is to always be a part of him.
Amen.
Then that just take off. How many's been that way? You listen to Statue of Perfect and you said, oh my, I'm going to go have faith.
Yeah.
I'm going to have patience.
That's
virtue.
True.
I'm going to be like Christ.
Yes.
And what are you? You're over here in just condemnation. Tell you what. And you see that gold right there. There's that word. And you say, oh my, I'm going to be that word.
Right.
And you're trying to claw your way over there. You might get a half step forward and boom.
Yeah. It's true. Right. It's true.
Yell at your wife, let's go, woman, come on. Oh, there's the patience right out the window.
Amen.
Kids get a little fussy about something. Would you shut up? Can I be human? Anybody else human in here?
Yeah.
I've told my kids that before. Yeah. Maybe you haven't. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Because I've received the effectual working of his power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well,
there went temperance wire out the window, didn't it?
Right. That's true.
Hallelujah. But when you recognize, oh, God, help us. Help us to see it. That the seed's in you.
Yeah.
The seed of God, as we know that, Brother Branham, we don't believe in pre-existence now.
Mm-hmm.
That we were not like that. It's that the Word always was.
Right.
That Christ, and there was no, he didn't like, he always was. He didn't start. He didn't finish. And every attribute he was there.
Amen.
And no, that's a realm beyond reasoning. It takes faith, Lord, to get up there.
Yes, Lord.
But there's plenty of faith around, brother, because the skies are full of it. You say, Lord, pour it in me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Help us.
And that seed's there.
Mm,
because God took his life and he put it down in you.
Yes.
So when you're trying to become him, you have to recognize that you are a part of him.
Yes.
Or you'll never be like him.
Yes.
Then it becomes possible because God did it.
That's
not
right.
You and I. He did it.
Yeah.
How many believe God can do whatever he wants? That he can make himself a church without spot or wrinkle.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes right. Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's truth.
He said these signs will follow them that believe. And we thought, oh my, I'm going to have to try real hard and do all this. No, that's just what I am.
Yes.
Christ just does this.
Yes.
He sees sickness, he heals them.
Yes.
He sees the devil, he casts him out.
Yes.
And if that life that was in him, and I'm going to emphasize it one more time, the man Jesus had no power.
That's right.
None.
That's right.
But when the Spirit came into him, all things became subject.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And the same, the exact same Spirit, the same life, the same power, if you've been born again, the Spirit of God is in you.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me read with Brother Graham. I got a few quotes, and I hope this you'll take this home. Let it live. Questions and Answers. It's part 264. I am not he. I'm his servant. And the pillar of fire isn't he. It's in spirit form, see? Which was upon the Son of Man and has now come to anoint sons of men to bring back a ministry just exactly like he said it would be.
Amen.
In order for the head and the rest of the body to connect together. The trial, I just love this. 64. Here sits a man, he's having discernment at this time. Here sits a man. A man sitting right here, his head down, crying, praying for himself and also for his wife. She isn't here. She's not with you this afternoon. She's suffering. You think God could tell me what her trouble is and not her here? You believe it? You do. I'm a stranger to you. Is that right? Your wife has a female trouble. If that's right, raise up your hand high so they'll see it. And your name is Mr. Smith. Do you believe that God will make her well? If that's right, wave your hand up and down like this. Now, after that happens, look what he has to say. And this is after the seals, and I believe it had to be.
Yes.
I challenge you to believe that Jesus Christ is revealed in the form of the Son of Man in human flesh through the bride's body.
Come on. Amen.
Accept his call.
Yes. Oh, my.
Yes, Lord.
Just to prove to you that I'm not making this stuff up. This is the message. That's what he said. I challenge you. That shows you. It's a challenge. It's not easy. But I challenge you to believe that this is the form that the world will see God in this age.
Amen.
Through you and I.
Yes.
Believing the word for this hour. Otherwise, it's the world will never see it. They don't have a chance. We know what the Bible said. He said in the last days, the world will be a famine. Not for food or water necessarily. What did he say? A famine for hearing the word of God. Even had a brother one time talk to me about that. And he said, yeah, but don't we know that there's going to be a famine in the land? I said, yeah, but they're supposed to be trying to find us.
Right.
We're the only reason it's not a complete famine, because we still got life.
Amen.
We still got food. There's still a storehouse back here that the prophet filled up for us. That was enough to make it through.
Amen.
I believe it. Look, I keep pulling from this, and there's more and more in there. It's an eternal substance.
Amen.
You take one out. Now look, there's only one sitting there. There's only enough food for today. But once you take it and eat it, it'll be there tomorrow.
Amen.
See, we want God to just fill the storehouse so we can see it. But it's just this little cubbyhole here. And it's just enough for one day.
Yes.
Amen.
But if you will just not doubt it, you come tomorrow, it'll be filled up again.
Yes.
You have just enough. Give us this day our
daily bread.
That's right. Amen. I challenge you to believe it too. That God is revealed. What does revealed mean? Uncovered.
Yes.
And you can see him. And that this is what the sons of men need to see.
Right.
They need to see that God lives in human flesh.
Praise you, yes.
And that's not on the pastor necessarily. I believe he needs to be part of that. Or the deacons. It's on the whole body.
Yes.
That's the mystery. As we said, the Gentiles are fellow heirs to the one body.
Right.
The body
Amen.
Of Christ. Hallelujah. I don't want to go into the Son of Man. Please listen to Wednesday if you have any questions about that. Go listen and look what the prophet had to say about that. If you want the quotes and things, I'll give them to you too. I got one more here and I'm going to close. God's provided place of worship, 1965. Another discernment Brother Branham's having. So say the man sitting right back here has got that growth on his back. Do you believe that God will take that growth off your back, sir? Do you believe that God will make you well? Young fellow looking at me and thought he was going to get passed by. Raise up your hand, sir. That's right. You believe with all your heart, God will take it off from you.
Hallelujah. I challenge this whole audience in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're conscious, don't let it be seared with unbelief. Don't let it be frustrated.
Right.
That's not how to handle the end of a service and go, oh my, I'm just done and this is so hard. And that's not faith. Let faith arise. I'm a son of God.
Amen.
I believe it. I've received the word for my hour. I'm just the same as Noah sitting right in the ark. I don't got to worry about a rain coming.
Yes.
And I'm better than that. I'm already gone.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Don't approach. And that's, you want to see the supernatural? How many want to see the supernatural in your life now? And I love seeing around it, but we want to see it in our life. Lord, I want to know that I know. I want to see it live out of me.
Amen.
You want to know how to do it? Live for others.
Yes.
Most supernatural I've ever happened was when it was for someone else.
Yes.
And if we lose that focus and you want to do it for me, my and I, it won't happen because that's not eternal life. That's not how it works.
Yes.
Eternal life is living for others.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Help us,
Lord. You're conscious. Don't let it be seared with unbelief. Don't let it be frustrated. Mm-hmm. Can't you see the Son of Man? The Son of Man in the form of prophetic message returning back again in His church.
Yes.
In prophecy, revealing Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's never been done through the age till this time. See, there is the proof of it.
Yes.
Oh, we don't need to take that discernment for granted. That's why the prophet turned around and he said, this is your last son. And he began to discern the thoughts of hearts. Just back there, he said, it was the same as the man that was in the tent with Abraham
Amen.
Before Sodom fell.
Yes.
He said Sarah was in the tent behind him.
Yes.
And he told Abraham what she was thinking.
Right.
Sure.
Yes, Lord.
And we have received the same sign in this day.
Yes.
There's the proof of it.
Yes.
Now listen closely. What is the church? How do you get into it? When you're in there, everything that Jesus Christ was, you are. Even to be a son and daughter of God, He become you that you might become Him.
Amen.
Now listen to His warning here. The thing of it is, you are scared to use it.
Yes.
Amen.
Or either you're not cooperating with His word.
That's it.
Either you're not just totally sold out yet. Either you still got one foot out the back door in case this thing falls. And you know what's happening now? People already done left. You're either going to be in or out. We already preached that. You're either going to be sealed in or you're going to be sealed out. One day the ark closed up and it was done.
That's right.
I ain't saying that to scare you because you should be happy because you're already in.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Yes.
Amen. Now don't be afraid to use that.
Yes.
You aren't around the world knows nothing of. You're in a place of glory the world will never understand, but they can receive benefits from it if you'll open up your heart and say, God, let this revelation flow out of me. Let healing go forth for me and heal others.
Amen.
Let salvation go forth. May someone find this pearl of great price that you put in my heart. That's how eternal life works. It goes from one soul to the next, to the next, to the next. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to use it. What is fear? It's the exact opposite of faith.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Perfect love. God's love. Agape love that lives in the hearts of believers. Cast out all of that fear.
Amen.
The thing of it is, you are scared to use it, or either you're not cooperating with His word. Now that I won't do a bit of good, I don't care what you do. If you don't come fully into that word, it'll never work. You got to believe it all.
Yes.
There can't be any part of it. Look, and I didn't say understand it all.
No.
Forget that.
That's right.
Just believe it.
Amen.
Believe
Amen.
It. Man, we get so lustful for knowledge. What do you think got even trouble?
Yeah.
I warn you, do not go that route. God has said it. It's true.
Amen.
That settles it.
Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah.
If you don't come fully in the word, it'll never work. Who can accuse me of something He said and promised in this day and it didn't happen? And don't throw your denomination at me because it won't work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know He's here. I'm positive He's here. I know that now there is quickening power enough in the church to heal every person.
That's
Amen.
Sick.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
Well, then will you?
Hallelujah.
There's
Hallelujah.
The difference, right?
Yeah.
He that hath His commandments and doeth them.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Can we finish that right there? I'll finish reading right here. Ephesians 3,
Verse 8, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. What is that? You and Christ, one. At all times, at all places, in all things,
yes.
It's you and Him,
yes.
In a perfect divine fellowship.
Yes.
Amen.
Which was hid from the beginning of the world, which hath been hidden God, who had created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent. Now I have to emphasize this, that now unto the principality and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church in manifold wisdom of God.
Yes.
I would not have you be ignorant, church,
yes.
That all power in heaven and earth,
yes.
Has been delivered unto you.
Yes.
That's why this mystery needs to be open. You need to recognize that you are an invincible army.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid to use it. Don't be afraid of the opposition that will be there.
Amen.
Not maybe. It will.
Yes.
But remember, far above all principalities and powers in the heavenly places. In the high places, even what the devil has, this so outshines that you should not fear an ounce.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't
Hallelujah.
Fear the devil at all.
Yes.
The only thing I've ever feared in
yes.
my life at all is my love for God.
Yes.
God, don't let my heart ever get cold towards you.
No.
Amen.
Right.
As Paul said, oh, what a wretched man that I am.
Yes.
Who shall deliver me
yes.
from this body? He said, man, this tribulation out here and distress and things, none of that moves me.
None.
Right.
Amen.
God help us to do the same.
Yes.
But still, there was always that internal struggle
yes.
that this flesh I got to peck around all the time. But He never said that I'm just going to lay down and be defeated. He said, but thanks be to God
yes.
who gives
yes.
us the victory through yes. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To the intent that we would know the principalities and powers are here now.
Yes.
According to what? According to what? You got to have a foundation for this now. According to His eternal purpose.
Yes, Lord.
He never learned this. He never started. It was His eternal purpose that we would spend eternity with Him.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Which He purposed in Christ Jesus and Lord, in whom we have boldness
yes.
and access
yes.
with confidence
yes.
by the faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of Him.
Yes.
The faith
Hallelujah.
That He had before the foundation of the world, where He says, let there be light.
Yes.
And we, as the prophet said, we don't know how long he waited.
Amen.
It didn't matter. Faith
right.
had spoken.
Yes.
Faith would produce.
Yes.
And
yes.
at the same time, remember all the way back in the Garden of Eden, he said, the seed of the woman will destroy the seed of the serpent.
Yes.
We've already read the Bible, haven't we? Abraham's seed according to the promise. Is that promise seed? Not many, just one.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's the Amen. Only one saved. How many knows that?
Amen.
The Son of Man was the only one saved. That's why the sons of men need to know that, so they can get in Him and not be condemned.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I just challenge the church of the living God. That's our commission.
Yeah.
The move is on the bride. The prophet said to take this. Look, God doesn't reveal it to you for yourself. We thank Him for that, and oh my, you get blessings, but that wasn't His purpose.
Right.
His purpose is for you to take that,
yes.
and you to express it out, and you to show others the same life.
Amen. Help us.
There's an election of God, and there's only so many left.
Yes.
Maybe it's you, brother, sister, that needs to understand your position, that others can find theirs.
Amen.
There's no weak parts in God.
No.
You remember that quote we read? He's all strong. He's
Amen.
All might. He's all power. And if He lives in you, you've got enough power in there. As we just read there should be one sickness here.
Amen.
How many believes that?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
We've talked about the thorn in the flesh, and I
yes.
want to go through that again. You better have a nice visitation from the Almighty God personally to let you know about that. Otherwise, sickness needs to go.
Amen.
Right.
And I don't believe in packing around spiritual sickness. Some people want to say, oh, I'm just depressed because I have to be. No, you don't.
No.
I don't care what character you had before. Let it go. The blood done delivered you.
Yes. True.
Somebody else might even pick it up. Remember, David's brothers did that, didn't they? Oh, you're just haughty. You're just proud. And they picked up on it. And David said, no. Is there not a cause?
Amen.
I see the sons of men trapped.
Hallelujah.
I see them scared of this rotten devil. And who are they
Amen.
To defy the armies of the living God?
Yes.
Who
are they to spread some denominational belief around and me just sit here and be quiet about it? No, sir, you speak up and tell them the truth. They might be the elect of God. Aren't you glad somebody spoke up and let you know the truth instead of whitewashing it and kind of hiding it behind the corner?
Hallelujah.
How many times you witnessed that way?
Right.
I have.
Right.
Maybe you have, but God help us to never do it again.
Yes.
Amen.
Stay with the word.
Yes.
I believe Malachi 4 to be fulfilled in the prophet William Marion Branham.
Right. Amen.
Kick me out. I don't care.
That's true. Hallelujah.
And I also believe that any man that will add one word or take one word out of it will have no part in the new kingdom.
Right. Yeah.
I believe that was the message too. You better not take anything out of it. You better not take anything from it or add anything to it.
That's right. It's true.
I'll even say this. Even Brother Branham's mistakes were ordained of God to show us. Like we said, you can't exalt a man or God will let him fall.
Right. Hallelujah.
That needs to be part of the message so we don't get an expectation that's not realistic.
That's true.
That a man can live that close to God and fall just as hard as anyone else.
Amen.
To where he had an angel visitation and didn't do it.
Yes.
How many remembers that story? He almost died in Africa.
Yes. Truth.
Why did God do that? To show us we can do the same thing.
Yeah.
The prophet, the vision of the brown bear. I don't know why I'm going now. I planned on stopping a half hour ago. God
come
must
on.
Just have a few things to say
come
here.
On.
Vision of the brown bear. Yeah. And how the scoffer will come and talk about that.
Yes.
Or you got the fanatics that say, oh, I guess Brother Branham's coming back. Got to kill brown bear.
Mm.
God have mercy. The prophet already said what happened.
Right.
You go look up. He said, I should have went with these other men. And, and Lord, you know I felt bad for them. I'm sorry I didn't do that.
Right.
I believe Eddie Biskel said he saw the bear. He said it was the biggest bear he ever seen in his life.
Amen.
Yes.
It wasn't the vision was wrong, it's the prophet missed the vision.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true.
The scoffer, how the scoffer, they don't even know, and that's the point, they don't understand.
No.
They can't understand this because they're not part of the kingdom.
That's right. That's good.
Jesus already said that all our sicknesses are healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Why are there sick people then? Did he lie?
No.
What's the difference?
Right.
Okay.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. But it's time for us to not worry about that.
No.
To listen to all these voices. You're wasting your time.
Right.
Listening to other voices.
Yeah.
In this day. And we need to redeem the time.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We need to realize that we have been given something so far greater than anything this world has to offer.
Yeah.
Internet believers, you know, we need to kick. We need to get rid of it most times.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you might need to just get rid of it in general.
Yes.
Sure. It's not time to listen to that because Satan is behind it all.
That's
and
right.
And he's not going to advocate the truth in that media.
Amen.
He never has.
That's
never has mainstream media advocated the truth.
True.
Even when it looked like it did in Constantine.
Mm-hmm.
How many members that?
Yes.
When they said, oh, we're going to be Christian. We're going to do this great thing. It was the greatest deception that ever happened.
True.
And it caused every terrible thing we're looking at today.
Amen. That's right.
Was when they left the word back there in Nicaea.
Yes.
Amen.
It's true.
Even when arguing, and I'll say it's probably arguing most of the time, even trying to debate with certain people and discuss things.
True.
You got to remember, there's a devil over there talking to them.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you say or how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just words.
Right.
And the devil will interpret it for them.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You can't say it right.
Right.
But meet a man in person. And let the Holy Spirit come.
Yeah.
And tell them what they're going to do tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. Tell them what they're thinking in their hearts. And as the Bible says, they'll fall down as a dead man and say, I know God's with you.
Right.
Yeah. If we busy ourselves with that, and that's why I don't have any confidence. Even people that I've listened, leave the message, and now they're on the internet, you know, trying to spread the truth, you know, that it's wrong, and they're trying to do this.
Yeah.
No. Get off your TV and your computer screen and go do something for God.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
Sure.
Yes.
You're not doing anything for God. Sit behind a computer screen, typing.
No.
Making videos.
No.
And if that's as far as our ministry ever gets, then God have mercy. We ain't the Church of the Living God.
That's
because
right.
The Church of the Living God has living signs.
Amen. Right?
Living wonders.
Yes.
A living God that you don't have to go type up.
Hallelujah.
He's there.
Amen.
The people know it.
Yes. Yes.
Even those Pharisees couldn't deny it when they said, we know a mighty act's been done.
Yes.
Now we got to try to backdoor this thing because there's no way to deny it.
Amen.
God, let us have that same witness. Let us express the Son of Man in this age, the sons of men, that they'll have to say, I know if there's any Christian, it's that man.
Right.
It's that sister. It's that woman. It's that lady. It's that child.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Let's stand together.
Hallelujah.
Faith that knows, faith that grows, and faith that shows. That's what I desire with all my heart. Amen. He is Lord. 251, if you don't know, but I believe we all do, key of G. Let's bow our heads together. And as we preach the word this afternoon, and I believe I'm in a group of people that believe that word, can you say amen?
Amen.
Confession is good for the soul. And as the church of the living God, I want to challenge you the same as the prophet did, to believe that Jesus Christ truly stands in your midst in the form of the Son of Man, which is in the hearts of every believer here. God has been made flesh again in you. The word is restored. All power in heaven and earth is given unto you. It's given unto me because it was given to Christ, and that's where we are now. And as we bow our heads together in His presence, respect the Lord Jesus. And I ask you, Christian friend, first off, there's any sort of blackness in your heart anywhere, any sort of unbelief, I'm not trying to put it in there. I just want you to be honest with yourself. There's an atonement that's in this building right now that'll take it far from you. Do you want to confess that to the Lord with a raised hand? Say, Father, forgive me. I didn't mean to hurt you. And call Him Father. Don't call Him a slave driver. He's your Father. And just rededicate your heart. Say, Lord, I love you and appreciate you. Say, God, let the victory of the cross, let the joy of my salvation come into my heart. Let all condemnation roll away. And let me live in the perfect presence of God. God bless each hand. God, give you your desire this afternoon. Just surrender it all now. Just let sin go. Too often we just hold on to sin too hard. It's done. Let the blood release it from you and let new life spring up. God bless you, Christian soldier. Thank you, blessed God. How many would say, God, I just want that zeal again. I want that fire again to know that you've given me this word, this perfect word, this unfailing, powerful word. And Lord, we want to give it out to the world. And too many times we stand in your way, Lord, but we're here. Lord, forgive us, equip us. Let the power of God just raise a standard in our life to fight against this flood of unbelief that's come in this age. Lord, that when we have that temptation to just go waste time looking on the internet, go waste time gossiping, go waste time reading about something else, let us go right to the Word. Let us live in the present moment and say, God, I can come back right now and I'm going to do that. I'm done reading that trash. I want to read the Bible. I want to listen to the message. I want to hear your word. It's life to me, Father. I pray for you, church. If you still think it's just a thing and you can't see, it's Christ. It's a person. Just ask for Him to open up your heart and give you the true revelation that He stands right here and that He lives in you and that He loves you and that He just wants to spend all eternity with you. Hallelujah. Praise, guys. I see the Spirit working on everyone here. You can't deny His presence now. I know He's here. Just let that joy flow. Just let it pull all those weeds of bitterness right out of your heart. Let it take the past and just burn it all up. Let Him show you who you are in Him. You're perfect. You're without spot or wrinkle because you're in Him. Oh, praise God. Praise the living God. Bible says these signs follow them that believe. And I want to invite those, I believe, laying hands on the sick and they'll recover. If there's anyone here that has an ailment of any sort that would want delivered, I know you can ask right there and God will hear you. I believe you to be spiritual people that believe the word. But I believe there's times where God wants you to have hands laid on just because. He just wants to do His word a little different sometimes. If you'd like to have prayer, have hands laid on you and be made well, be happy to pray with you. But you got to believe what you're asking for. The Bible said if two of you agree on any one thing, He'll do it. He said, I will do it. How many believes the Lord this afternoon?
Yes.
Amen. And I'm more than happy to agree with you for any promise of God. I'm going to leave the altar available for that. Even if you want to have an altar right there in your heart, and we know that's the real altar anyways, you go ahead and do that. It ain't about me. It ain't about this church service. It's about Christ now. You fellowship with Him. You talk to Him just like you would talk to me. He'll talk back if you open your ears and listen and open up your heart, and He'll put something eternal in there that you'll never forget. Hallelujah. As I give the opportunity to leave that open to each believer to come forth if they desire, let's go ahead and sing that song, and you sing it from your heart. Go ahead, Dan.
He is Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He is Lord.
Thank you.
devil too. You believe that?
He is Lord.
Far above all principality and powers.
He is Lord.
Worship Him with all your heart. Let that atmosphere continue to rise faith in you. Don't doubt anything. Believe now.
And He is Lord
of every circumstance. He's the master of every circumstance.
He is Lord.
And He's here right now. Thank you, Lord.
He has risen from the dead.
Stay humble. Believe God.
Hallelujah.
Don't make it complicated. Don't make it hard.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him from your heart now.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
What a privilege it is to carry
everything to come. Worship. Oh, brother, sister, I say it once again, I challenge you to believe that God stands here in your midst in the form of the Son of Man, revealed in the last day, God in human flesh again. Many of the requests were very similar today. And I want to encourage you to never fear the devil. Don't fear his temptation. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You know what to do, Christian soldier. And I'm not even looking around now. I believe the word's the power of God. When Satan comes, temptation will come. But retreat, resist, go back to the word every time. Computer there, brother, sister. That devil's right there. Get off the thing. Go find the word of God and feed from heaven. You see the crowd going that way. You know it's going to be sinful. Turn your back. Go the other way. Walk along with God. You're the majority.
Victory. Victory is mine.
Don't fear the devil. Fear is torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Yeah. Don't live under your privileges.
Yes.
Live in that realm of perfect love.
Hallelujah.
Of perfect peace. God knows your heart. He knows you want to serve Him. Do what He said.
Hallelujah.
Just do it, church.
Yeah.
You say, brother, I don't know if I can. Of course you can't do it. He already can.
Yes.
He already did.
Yes.
And He already will.
Hallelujah.
Believe it now. You confess it with your mouth. If thou shalt confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Victory.
Hallelujah. We didn't join a picnic. We joined a war.
Yes. Victory is mine.
Say, God, buckle me up once again.
Yes.
Let that helmet of salvation come, the shield of faith, that breastplate of righteousness. Let me wield that sword of the Spirit, unreserved against the devil. Don't even flirt with him. Put him to death when he shows up. Live in the here and now. Do not try to conquer the rest of your life. Conquer right now. How many times we've let the devil run all over us? Brother, you feel doubt coming back in your heart? You feel coming? Right there at that moment when you recognize it, do something. And say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not doubting. God, I'm going back to heavenly places.
Yes.
I believe. I believe, Lord. And watch the devil tuck his tail between his legs and run.
Yes,
that's the fellowship of the mystery. That's the warfare that you have to know. You signed up for it.
Yes.
When you took him as Lord and Savior, you said you'd fight alone with just him. You've got to do that. You can conquer at church, that's good. You can conquer when brothers and sisters are around, that's good. You can conquer when there's a few of you, that's good. But when it's all alone, that's the real battle.
Yeah.
You've got to fight.
Yes.
And that's not what Laodicea will teach you. Laodicea will teach you just to be lazy, to be relaxed and set back as they were in Ephesus. But we're not going to the fallen Ephesus. We're going back when they were the Alpha Bride. We'll be the Omega Bride, the same.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You confess it now.
Yes.
I can't say that enough. You've got to say it for yourself and believe it with all your heart. I can't do that for you.
Yes.
You've got to do that. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Satan, you squatted on my land too long. Get off in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then praise Him. Say, I don't feel no different. Yes. You've got to praise Him anyhow. Because it's already finished.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Yeah, amen.
I'm not a fanatic. God's still working. God's still waiting on the church of God to believe it. Do not doubt one thing. Brother, sister, I can see it in the room. Stop listening to that rotten devil. He's a liar. He's trying to put you back in bondage. Only you can let Him do it. Do not raise your head. As the Bible said, look up. Your redemption draweth
nigh.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're all well for the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't worry about being a fanatic. Just love God. Love on Him. Tell Him how much you appreciate Him. I don't know how you do that. You just do it with your heart. He'll understand. Say, I don't know what to say. Just don't worry about that. Just love on Him. Sometimes it's not the right words. It's the right heart that matters. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your delivering hand, your delivering power. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God. Just cast all your cares on Him. He cares for you, church. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just appreciate His Spirit this afternoon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Just watch the strongholds come down. You just keep letting them. Let them. They're gone, brother, sister. You just keep speaking that word. It's just one more shout at Jericho before the walls came tumbling down. We need every voice we can to shout the victory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your glorious name. Worship Him with all your heart. Worship Him now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Voice, you're gonna have to sing. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Don't let Satan shackle your hands down. Raise them up. Say, I'm free in the name of Jesus. Surrender now. Surrender with all your heart. Yes, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Let's just sing hallelujah one last time.
Hallelujah.
appreciated the word this afternoon.
Amen.
Aren't you glad to have a revelation night, Tony, to appreciate me? Because he is the word.
Amen.
How many appreciate the Spirit
Amen.
Coming on? How many, you just feel that presence?
Yeah.
That just knows what to do and how to do it and just wiggle it right into your heart and pull those
yeah.
things right out of
it. Thank you.
How many appreciate some shower on us this afternoon? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just happy to be a Christian. I'm happy to know that greater is he that lives in me than he that's in the world. And to watch the Spirit of God go to each one. I want to encourage you. I watched him move on each one. At some point in the service, he's here. And he doesn't take off and we think, oh my, I don't feel this. He didn't leave you.
Amen.
He just wants you to maybe grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
And realize that if he said, I'll be with you to the end of the world.
Yeah.
He'll be with you
yes.
to the end of the world.
Yes.
Amen. How many wants to say, Lord, I want to believe that every
yes.
minute, every day, with all my heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Can we just say it? Lord, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, come
amen.
On. One more time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't you feel good doing that?
Yes.
Well, how about when you hear the word and you know it's the truth, you go ahead and do that.
Amen.
Let the devil know what side you're on anyway.
Amen.
Satan comes and says, oh no, you're going to have to come back here in bondage. You say, amen, Lord, I ain't in bondage.
Amen.
You go ahead and say it. So be it.
Hallelujah.
Devil,
amen.
You're a liar. I'm glad Jesus told me that.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to worry about what you got to say. You're defeated.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
I like the man.
Yes.
Amen.
Just want to encourage each one to do what the prophet said. Many times when he discerned the hearts and pray for people, what did he tell them to do? You all know what he told them. Go thank him for what he's done for you.
Yes.
Go praise him. Right as you woke up,
you
start praising him
yes.
for what he's done for you.
Yes.
I challenge you to do the same
Hallelujah.
Thing. And when tomorrow it looks like the
yes.
word failed,
right.
you praise him.
Yes.
The word won't fail.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And when it's 16 seconds in God's time, we're back here Sunday again. The presence of God didn't fail. The word of God didn't fail.
Yes.
It's still right there. Amen. It'll hold true. It's eternal.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I want to encourage you, be a Christian today. Amen. Believe with all your heart,
yes.
and the word will never fail you.
Thank
God bless
you,
each
Jesus.
One. Again, the mothers, how many just want to say, I appreciate mom? Let's just give the Lord a hand clap praise. Thank you. I even think we're taking mom out and things like that, and I'm sure y'all got your Mother's Day things, and it does kind of break my heart. I like fellowshipping with everybody. How many you love one another?
Amen.
Hey, that's if you let that go, church will go right with it.
Right.
You love one another.
Amen.
You pray for one another.
Yeah.
You say, God help brother, help
yes.
sister, be right there with them. You be a support
yes.
at all times.
Yes.
Is there ever a chance that a Christian ain't supposed to love another one? I ain't found it yet.
Yeah.
I've watched love destroy a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
I've watched hate and confusion and doubt destroy a lot of churches too.
Yeah.
That's not what we're interested in. So as you go and have your things and whatever you're planning on doing today, just know I love you, and I am going to miss all you guys.
We're
going to
miss all you.
Amen. That's right, brother. Well, I guess we'll just worship the Lord here a little while, as long as you feel. You can do as you feel led to, but God bless you. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today.
Amen.
Amen. Praise His name. Let's sing this.
Amen.
You're dismissed today. Amen.